God instituted a system of trusting him through tithes and offerings. Through giving, we show that we trust in him more than in plans, people, places, and things. Obedience in tithes and offerings is a form of stockpiling faith for the future. Malachi presented the concept this way: bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi, chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, English Standard Version. The New Testament confirms this life of stockpiling faith through obedience and giving. The rich young ruler, the widow and her mite, Paul's letters to the Corinthians and Philippians, e.g., 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Philippians chapter 4. These demonstrate the faith and fruit of giving. It is absolutely necessary for us to put our faith in God and nothing else if we are going to have the power to change problems and remove limitations. Jesus told the disciples as much when they said their faith was lacking. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." Luke chapter 5, verses 5 through 6, English Standard Version. Increase in the Greek means to place additionally, i.e., lay beside, annex. Jesus replied that if we have faith like a seed,